It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Allegheny County is hoping to use proven data-driven strategies to lower the population in the county jail. Allegheny County is one of 67 cities, counties, and states that have joined a White House initiative to reduce incarceration. The county says the Data-Driven Justice Initiative is a commitment to use data-driven strategies to divert low-level offenders with mental illness from the criminal justice system. It would also look at ways to keep low-risk offenders out of the facility. Cash and credit cards will no longer be your only options at your local Walmart checkout line. The corporation is rolling out a pay-by-phone system that it says is an option at all 4,600 stores nationwide. The effort is part of Walmart's strategy to make shopping easier and faster while learning more about consumer behavior. This week's Tech Report looks at the power of attraction to battle malaria. According to the World Health Organization, malaria killed about 438,000 people worldwide last year, and Carnegie Mellon University PhD student Blue Martin hopes to save at least a few of those lives by using magnets.
Malaria, when it infects a red blood cell, eats the hemoglobin and spits out an iron crystal, which makes the cell magnetic before the malaria splits it open and moves on.
According to Martin, the magnetic properties of the malaria infection have been known since the 1930s. She has created a device that sorts out the magnetic blood cells as they move through channels about the thickness of a piece of paper and as wide as a human hair.
For those tests so far, I've been able to remove 20% of those bad magnetic cells in one pass. And then I could repeat that until the concentration went down, but I've only done it for one pass so far.
The hope is that by reducing the concentration of malaria in the patient's system, it would be easier to treat the condition with drugs or the person's own immune system. Rachel Weller and her husband Michael are missionaries in Gembela, Ethiopia. She has never contracted malaria, but her husband has. She says, in many parts of Africa, malaria is just part of everyday life.
Everybody has the real potential to be sick every day. You know, it can crop up. You know, you just start feeling bad and you can be sick. And so it affects the workforce for children and older people. It's serious health risks.
The device being developed by Martin includes a magnet about the size of a cell phone, a layer of very small wires, and a series of microchannels. The process known as magnetic phoresis is a lot like dialysis, but it works on the patient's own blood flow, so there is no need for a pump. And the magnets are permanent magnets, so there's no need for electricity. Martin is in the process of tweaking the variables to improve the device.
What are the best wire shapes? What's the best magnet pattern? How do you make one of these? Speeds, concentration of the cells going through, and how to make it even better than it is now.
Trying to attract the iron in the malaria-infected red blood cells is not a novel idea. However, Martin notes that she has been able to separate the red blood cells earlier in their life cycle than some other researchers. That could be important because as the disease progresses, the red blood cells become sticky, and that's when they can lodge in the brain. Rachel Weller says that's not good.
Probably the worst kind of malaria is a cerebral malaria, and by the time they figure it out what it is, it often is too late.
Because it's difficult to work with malaria-infected blood in the lab, the blood Martin is using is healthy blood that's treated to act like malaria-infected blood. She says she hopes to someday be able to take her device to Africa to test it on patients in the field. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.